fellas. This is Jill with your all-time jukebox. Welcome to the all-time jukebox. Another quick round of records that were and still are great records. This is the jukebox that only plays the best of the best, and today is no exception. You'll hear the best efforts of Harry James, Glenn Miller, Bing Crosby, and many others. All-time records. And if you think the first one sounds scratchy, why, wait till you hear the rest. But let's start with Harry James and a song he once used as his theme, the All-Timer Music Makers. Say, fellas, I think we played this next record before. Well, now that I think of it, I'm quite sure we have, but so darn many letters have suggested we play it again that it does a repeat performance in the all-time jukebox. It's Glenn Miller and the whole gang with Chattanooga Choo Choo. Thank you.
a sad partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga doo-doo?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga doo-doo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Travel all the calling, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Definitely.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So, Chattanooga, choo-choo.
Won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga.
Get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga.
All aboard.
Chattanooga, choo-choo.
Won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, choo-choo.
Now one of the best by Dinah Shore. There isn't much to say about this record except that there are few records of Dinah's that are any better than this one. Dinah Shore sings the all-timer, "You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To."
You'd be so you'd be so nice by the fire while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire, and the stars chill by the winter under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love. The winter under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to.
And here comes Ray Noble with his English band. As a matter of fact, the tune that he plays is a song that was originally in an English musical comedy called, I can't remember. Anyway, I first heard this record in about 1935, and sure enough, while browsing through the bottom of the record collection, I came across it. It's a little beaten and battered, but I think it'll stand one more playing. Stand by for the all-timer, My Hat's on the Side of My Head.
Love can do, take a little look at me. Yesterday I was so blue, bluer than the deep blue sea. Now I'm singing, whistling a tune all the live long day. If you want to know just why, I can truthfully say I've got a feeling I found her. It was something she said. She's got me walking on the tip of my toes and my hat on the side of my head. All of my troubles are mended. She's my needle and thread. 'Cause she's got me walking on the tip of my toes and my hat on the side of my head. Oh, that wonderful smile. Oh, I fell from the start. You should listen a while to the something on my poor old heart. She's got a wonderful future, one that's rosy and red. 'Cause she's got me walking on the tip of my toes and my hat on the side of my head.
The old Bing Crosby record department is open for business. Last week, fellas, I was very lucky to stumble across a private collection of Bing Crosby records. Frankly, I had just about used up every Crosby record in the place, and this new source of material was discovered just in time. The girl who owns the collection simply said, "Help yourself, and don't think I won't." The record that's about to spend a day is one that Bing made, about 11 years ago. See if you remember it. It's called The Funny Old Hills.
I'm happy on the prairie all the day, singing Lady Ole. And the funny old hills sing back and say, Lady, old lady, old lady, old lady, from far away. I got no gal, I got no pal to keep me company. Only got those funny old hills singing along with me. But I'm happy, and it's there I long to stay, singing Lady Olay. While the funny old hills sing back to say, Lady, old lady, old lady, old lady, from far away. I got no gal to keep me company. Only got those funny old hills singing along with me. But I'm happy, and it's there I long to stay, singing Lady Olay. While the funny old hills sing back to say, Lady, old lady, old lady, old lady, from far away, from far away. And then the funny old hills sing back to say, from far away.
Say, remember at the beginning of the program when I said some of these records were scratchy? Well, here comes the granddaddy of them all, but I think you'll get a kick out of hearing it. In about 1939, we were all hearing and trying to learn to dance to the Lambeth Walk.
Find us all doing the Lambeth Walk. Every little Lambeth gal with her little Lambeth pal, you'll find them all doing the Lambeth Walk. Everything's free and easy, do as you darn well please. Why don't you make your way there, go there, stay there. Once you get down Lambeth way, every evening, every day, you'll find yourself doing the Lambeth Walk.
Here's a record that we think should have been an all-timer. Yet it stopped right in its tracks before it got started. Jimmy Dorsey is the orchestra, and the song he plays was written by Harold Arlen, who was responsible for such little gems as Stormy Weather, Blues in the Night, and a lot of others. Matter of fact, although this record was never a big seller, it was always a great favorite with musicians. Here's hoping you like When the Sun Comes Out. Here's a record that goes back a little too far for me to remember much about it. However, when I did a little bit of checking around, I learned that Paul Whiteman made it in the early 1930s. I have a vague recollection of hearing Fats Waller play it once, but it's very vague, very vague. See how many of you remember the all-timer Serenade for a Wealthy Widow. Thank you. Hey, fellas, I see we've got about a minute to go here, so in case you tuned in late, I'll give you a brief rundown on today's all-timers. We opened up with Harry James' Music Makers. Then we had Glenn Miller's all-timer, Chattanooga Choo Choo. Dinah Shore sang You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Another Nickel bought a real old Ray Noble record, My Hat's on the Side of My Head. Then the old Bing Crosby record department featured The Funny Old Hills, followed by The Lambeth Walk, Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, played When the Sun Comes Out, and we wound up with Paul Whiteman's Serenade for a Wealthy Widow. And that just about spins out our 30 minutes of allotted time, but again next week, the all-time jukebox will be in great shape, loaded down with some more fine records. And remember, your suggestions are not only welcome, they're sort of necessary. I know for sure that you can think of some great records that we've missed. Remember, you'll only find the best of the best in records in the all-time jukebox. And I'll be G.I. jiving your way. This is Jill saying this is the Armed Forces Radio Service.